Do you listen to talk radio?
Yes, I do.
Who do you listen to?
I listen to Mike Missinelli a lot. I love Howard Stern, you know, and I can do Oprah, you know.
What would you say if there was a show that was out there that was that claimed to be able to bridge the gap between Howard Stern and Oprah? Do you think it could be done?
Could it be done? Oprah's so, she's so professional, and Howard Stern lives in a unprofessional but professional as at the same time type of world.
If the host of the show looked like this, would you watch it?
I would completely
listen to it. Listen.
Definitely, yo. If she can have live webcam at the same time, why not, right? Jeez, look at all that hair. Some you just want to pull on.
Ladies and gents, next up is a hot little Southern Jew. She's funny. She's sexy. She's naked. Hell, she's my sugar. She's Lois Burak, and this is her story.
Good evening, and welcome to the Lolo Show. We are coming to you live from Volta Studios in beautiful downtown Philadelphia, Old City, Philadelphia.
It's gorgeous down here.
Yeah. No, it's actually nice in Old City. I'm not a big fan of Philly. I shouldn't say that, but...
Yeah, but you got to have a good car. The cobblestone all over the place. Not the best for driving.
That doesn't bother me. In high heels, it bothers me. But, you know, I want to... That intro... As a matter of fact, Al Rosenberg mentioned last week, he was our guest last week, for those that didn't get to hear the show, which it was a great show. But one of the things he mentioned about that intro, the dude that you caught when we had you man on the street and we had you asking people if they would listen to a show that claims to be the bridge of the gap between Howard Stern and Oprah Winfrey.
Right.
He says something that kind of makes no sense. Play that again for me, can you, please,
you want the whole
Jesse?
Thing or
if you can, just isolate.
She's so professional, and Howard Stern lives in a unprofessional but professional as at the same time type of world.
If the host of the show.
You mean that part?
Yeah, that part. I think for those who are wondering why that, I think what he means, I'm gonna go out on a limb here.
You're gonna try to analyze this guy.
I think what he means is that in the professional world of broadcasting, that Stern has an unprofessional kind of non-traditional approach.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. And it's also the fact that Oprah never has women shoot ping pong balls out of their box, you know.
And she's considered, you know, professional.
Complete extreme on her side.
Right. Exactly.
That's how I get it.
But honestly, the only reason we really keep that intro is because he wants to pull my hair. And I love a nice little tug every now and then.
People, mental note on that one.
Well, for those who aren't too familiar with the show, this show is born from, basically, I'm honoring my late father's short-lived career in broadcasting. He was a broadcast pioneer who believed in free speech, and it's also a tribute to someone I admire and have a great respect for, and that being the king of all media. Can we all say it?
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. Now, last week we had in studio, I had the pleasure of having two of my favorite bald men.
Legends.
Yes. One being, of course, our long-distance co-collaborator, Doc Ivan, which I'm actually going to have you dial him up so he could be a part of this conversation.
Oh, we're actually going to call him and thank him?
No, sure, you can thank him. But I also, there's a couple other things. I'm having trouble dialing this up. There were a couple other things, too, that I really wanted to mention this evening before we get Doc on the phone. One, I don't know, Randy seems to have lost his tan. He's awfully pale sitting next to me. Actually,
He looks different.
he's got a little Jerry curl going on, though. We have, he lost the braids, went to the Jerry curl look. But we have in studio this evening our very special guest host, Michael O'Donnell. Yes, and a good friend of Jesse's, Michael O'Donnell, who's...
How are you?
Writer, actor, stand-up. Comedian, and we've actually met before, but we won't go into detail into that too much. I just want to address Randy, unfortunately, is not with us.
He hasn't passed away.
He hasn't passed.
No,
he hasn't passed away.
He's good and healthy.
Those who have been fans of the show, realize, you know, the first show, unfortunately, he was late getting here. The second show, there were some difficulties. I think there was a storm, and he almost had to pull over, and he almost didn't make it here.
Right. Nature was against us at the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, he was coming from far away. And last week, he couldn't make it because he couldn't get out of work. So, unfortunately, Randy will not be joining us any longer. So he will not be. But we love him, and we wish him the best. And we're going to plug him whenever, you know, whenever he has anything going on. So I'm sure our friend, our super fan, Max Klitsky, will not be upset to hear.
Oh, Matt might be devastated.
That news. And our wonderful camera person, TG, may not be here this evening because he has been working very hard on a project that's kind of dear to my heart as well, because it's for a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, Michael Nice, producer and creator of the show Dancing on Air. They're celebrating this evening 30 years and their 30-year anniversary. And they are, TG has been working on a really wonderful documentary for Dancing on Air called Making It Happen. So if you can catch that, I'll probably put a link to that up on my Facebook page. It's really cool. So do we have Doc on the phone?
I think we do. Let's see if we got Doc here.
I'm not here.
Maybe not.
I've been listening to people talk about me. I'm not here. I was never here. I was never on the show last week. The show is a pack of lies.
There was an imposter.
That's it. I'm everyone else on the show. I'm not me. That's the end.
So what did you think of finally meeting this Max Klitsky? Oh, my God. I hope he's not, you know, too injured. I don't know what TG ended up.
It was a little rough.
Yeah.
TG really beat him up. I mean, the guy is 71 years old. And, I mean, TG was just pushing him around, you know. And it didn't help. You know, Max is a racist. He can't help himself.
A bit,
and,
yeah.
You know, And TG is not exactly a white guy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure this only fueled Max's, you know, beliefs from before, the things that we've been trying to end with Max. It's kind of terrible, but, you know, what can you do? The guy's out of control. The guy had his dick out, and he was masturbating by my head. No. I mean, come on, there's only so much even I can take.
I don't suspect we'll probably hear from him either this evening or maybe the next few shows. I don't know, because maybe...
Look, I was just glad Al wasn't around to see it. You know, I mean, Al's a pro, and just like, you know, he doesn't need guys older than him whipping it out and, you know, playing with themselves to lowest his image.
Well, you know, I mean, Al did work for Stern, so I mean, he's probably used to some of that. But he told me
I don't think anybody can get used to watching Max Klitsky do that.
But he did. He came here with a good heart. I mean, he came with a peace offering.
He came here with a good heart. You're out of your mind, Jesse.
He's Al's told me a few stories of where, you know, he's been on the subway, or he's, you know, a few of the Stern fans may have flashed him, thinking that it was funny. So I think, you know, if anything, you know, he might have gotten a kick out of it. But anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doc.
Go ahead. I can barely hear you, sweetie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, what I wanted to have you on the phone this evening because, you know, I wanted to talk about last week and how much fun it was, and it was just great to see both of you.
It's absolutely amazing. I cannot thank you enough. First of all, Al is one of my heroes.
Yes.
As you know, I mean, I've told you this privately. God knows we talk enough. You know, and when I'm not canvassing your Match.com guys, you know, we're talking about the experiences that we have together. But it was really amazing. I can't thank you enough, and I know I've done this privately, but I'd like to do this publicly. I mean, I just... Al is just one of these guys I bow to, and during a commercial break, he said he really enjoyed me and how funny I was, and to me that was better than sex with Lois.
You better make sure you make that clear. But
I've never had sex with Lois. I think we would explode if I had sex with Lois. It would be like nitroglycerin.
Well, what I wanted to touch on that because
you wanted to touch me on that.
No, I wanted to.
Let me get my wife out of the house and let me get the consulta fish.
I wanted to. Oh God, not that. I wanted to. Touch on, you know, how much fun Al had, and you know, he had such great stories. And he, as you know, he's been a mentor to me, and he's been wonderful. But it was such a great way to top off 1 month of shows. And one of the awesome things that I thought, or one of the things I thought was so awesome, was that he told me on his way to the studio that, now you figure we were at that point three shows in, that somebody came up to him in the gym and said, "You're going to do the Lolo show tonight?" So I got the biggest thrill out of that. And that just shows, you know, what we all have been able to accomplish here in such a short amount of time. And it's I who should be thanking
advertising budget.
See, I was going to say I should be thanking you.
My Facebook page, by the way, is paying the price for budget. I don't know about you, Jess, but my Facebook page is suffering from Lolo Show advertisement.
Yeah,
I
might
like
well
it.
Just change it to the Lois Show advertising page.
Hey, well, you know what? It's the only means that we have. And thank you again, Doc, for all those wonderful graphics and the posters. And I mean,
oh, I love you, sweetie. You know I love you.
It's sensational. And
though we're not having sex. Can I say this again?
Yes,
we
please.
We are not having sex.
We are not having sex. Not
yes, so Jesse, get it out of your mind. We are not having sex.
We are not sexting. We are not anything like
no
that.
No twit pics.
Well, I'm hoping
no
for the
twit
pics, but it doesn't seem to be happening.
Well, anyway, I wanted to go back to talk about Al because he called me the next morning after the show, and as I said, we had a great time. I mean, it was a blast. And I asked him, you know, would this be something that you would like to do on a regular basis? And he said yes. But
so is he going to co-host with you?
Here's the problem: he ran into a little trouble on his way home. He ran into some road rage, unfortunately. There were two issues. One was road rage. Here he was getting the middle finger and getting called an old Jew on his way home. And,
really?
Yeah, he was giving it back, too, which, you know, I wanted to scold Al at that point and say, you know, that wasn't such a good idea.
It's a great way to get shot, buddy.
Yeah, especially in Philly.
Was he on the phone with you?
No.
Was he like, hold on, I got to give this guy road rage.
Yeah.
We're in a road rage battle right now. Hold on, I'm on the phone.
No, he wasn't. No, he's... when I heard that, I thought, you know what? This just really sucks because I felt that Volta Studios is centrally located. It's in a really good area in Philadelphia, but it just figures. And then on the way home, 95, they only had one lane open. They had two lanes closed. So, I mean, we've been dealing also, again, with the show, we've been dealing with the Phillies. And I know, Jesse, you come in how many hours early just because of the Phillies traffic?
I leave 2.5 hours early to get in here, and I always hit the traffic.
So even though they're the only team in Philadelphia that
I
have respect
for... I hate to tell
you
this, but I'm 4 hours away, and I made it.
Hey, yeah, we made it.
Hey, I was here on time. I'm never late.
Jesse's never late. But no, I mean, even though the Phillies are the only Philadelphia sports team that I do have respect for, I'm so glad that nonsense is over. I mean, what else do we have to look forward to?
The Flyers.
Okay, well,
they're up 3-1.
Yeah,
last time I checked.
So are we going to have traffic issues, unfortunately?
Well, it won't be until... It's always when there's double, and it's always when there's playoffs. It just gets crazy.
Right.
People will go down without tickets and be like, I'm getting loaded in the stadium, in the parking lot.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm one of those idiots most of the time.
Well, unfortunately, it interfered with the possibility of us having Al in studio full time. So we're still...
Oh, that's too bad. The guy's such a peach. I love working with him.
Well, he'll
you know?
Be back. I mean, I know he'll be back as a guest, but what I'm counting on, we're keeping our fingers crossed, of course. You know, you did Superfan Roundtable that next day. I'm going in to do it tomorrow. So,
that's right. You are. Congratulations.
Yes.
That's always a fun thing to do.
Superfan Roundtable, for those who don't know, is on Howard 101 Sirius XM.
Hosted by Mutt,
who's driving me in, and I love him for that because I'm blind at night. But beside that, I'm going in there. Barely. I know. A GPS. Yeah, I used the force. But I used my two nipple, for those of you who have seen on Facebook, my nipple pasties. I have the two buttons that Doc gave me with the power fist, the stern fist on them. So that's how I got here.
You know what kills me is the buttons I get, you know, I give you get more action than I do. And I'm not having an affair with Lois. I'm not sleeping with Lois.
You're just trolling my match.com so that I can find somebody that I can have an affair
with. Well, that's it. I have to, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I haven't been on Match for a while. You know, have they kicked you off of that yet?
What?
Have they kicked you off?
They
of
haven't
yet?
Kicked. They threatened to kick me off. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later when we have a guest, Christopher Hurst, coming in, who has written a script for a movie that he's going to fund and produce called Why I Don't Date, and it's the male version of men that have issues with dating. So it's going to be really interesting. So I'm going to tell him a little bit about my latest.
Well, could you tell him that I'm not sleeping with you?
It'll be mentioned.
Yeah, we'll put that all over Facebook.
Yes, this is a theme that's just going on for me, okay? Let me have my moment, Jess.
Well, while I have you on the phone.
Fucking sound effects, Jess.
Yeah, just concentrate on the sound effects, Jess.
A million springs boinging right now.
Well, see, you know what's happening here, Doc? I'll be perfectly honest with you. He's having a bromance with our special guest here, Mike O'Donnell.
Really? Does he love him?
Yeah, these two, I mean, they really have apparently a special.
Hey, guy, he said he loved me last week. He's a whore.
Okay, Jesse just wet his pants.
he's really... Oh, I'm a mess here.
So I hope he doesn't electrocute himself.
At times like this, I prefer Max Klitsky.
Well, I want to go. Yeah, I want to mention the number. I want to give out the number for those who want to call in. It's 267-639-3613. 267-639-3613. I'm just going to go into quickly.
And that's not Domino's Pizza.
No, I was going to say, whoops, I gave out my cell phone.
And it's not the Chinese version either of Domino's Pizza. It's just that's your number. Give that number out again.
267-639-3613. There are a couple of things I wanted to say before we go to break.
Well, real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt, but with that number, just make sure when you do call in, that you have silence in your room. It's a bad connection. It's hard for you to hear us. We can understand what everyone says, but...
Yeah, we're playing Radio Shack Radio here, people, yeah. So bear with us, okay? Well, I mean...
I can hear you perfectly well.
Most people do know... Fuck you. Fuck you. Now, listen. Listen, am I...
You keep promising, but it doesn't
listen, go ahead. Make your disclaimer again before I go on. Look, we have to go on here. I have to get out the important business.
I'm sorry. I love you, and I love talking to you.
I want to thank our sponsor for last month. And yes, we are looking for a sponsor for this month. It's very affordable. We will produce a beautiful commercial for you, but I do want to thank Mr. Christopher Frelick, who is an attorney in the Reading area, and he was our sponsor for the full month of October for our first month's show. And his number, if you want to reach out to him if you have unemployment issues, which I'm sure a lot of people do, it's 610-693-5520. His name's Christopher Frelick. We want to thank him. But listen, people, dudes, if you want to have a commercial on the Lolo Show, please have your ducks in order when you email. I get so much bullshit and so much garbage. If you have real intentions, it's very affordable. You know, obviously, I promote the show at the Wazoo. We have a lot of exciting things coming up that I can't even talk about now. But if you want, it's affordable. You get in while, you know, it's, you know, while we're still new. Don't email me, you know, under the false pretense that you want to advertise when really you want to go for walks in parks with me and all this bullshit. Please, I mean, you know, one guy is emailing me.
I have to tell these people, none of this has worked for me.
None of this works for anybody. Like, first of all, it's the stupidest plan, because if they're not going to come up with the dough for the commercial, do they really think I'm going to walk through, if I'm going to walk through a park, I'm going to lick their wallet?
You know how many guys are going to write you on Facebook now and tell you that you're only out for their money? You realize this, right?
Go ahead.
Now, did you have a guy say, okay, I got this commercial, it's a park, all right? And we're walking in the park, and...
No, I wish.
I'm trying to sell this public park.
No, at least that... No, basically, oh, I want to advertise, yada, yada.
Lingerie.
No, that was another email that I've gotten these emails where, you know, I have a new company I'm starting with a partner, we're giving away a car, and we want you to help promote it. Okay, well, what are you looking? You're looking for video. You're looking for a commercial on the Lolo Show. What are you looking for? You know, do you need a production company? You need a live read? You need a special appearance? Well, how come you're single? That's what I want to know.
Wow.
Well, you can't help it, sweetie. You've been advertising forever for a man.
And I have.
Way in.
Okay. excuse. Are you referring to Match? These aren't Match.com. It's hot as hell in here. That door's. We have no air conditioning again today.
Nope.
Okay. It's such a class act that day.
I know. Tomorrow night I'll be freezing my nipples off because it's nice and chilly in the Sirius studio.
Well, could you put them in a jar for me? I need something.
In the real studio.
I haven't eaten any nipples in a jar in a long time. So, you know, if you're willing to give those up.
And I like pig's feet. So, yeah, I wanted to let people know we do have affordable advertising here at the Lolo Show. And, you know, we'll promote you on Facebook. We'll promote you on...
It could be local. It could be nationwide.
Oh, you know what, too? I really wanted to thank Mike Morse for calling in to Surprise Al. That was really... right, Doc? I mean, that was
awesome.
Sweetheart
of a guy. Yeah. A real gem and such a great... personal piece of an interview. It was wonderful to watch it all happen.
And Al was like really genuinely surprised, but I wanted
he was
to.
Touched.
I
he
really.
Was touched.
I, not only do I want to thank him, but most importantly, I want to plug his gig coming up in Easton with where he's opening for Lisa Lampanelli.
He's opening for Lisa Lampanelli. Yes. That's going to be a great thing.
And
State Theater.
You want to go to the insultcomic.com for tickets to check up on that. Again, thank you, Mike Morse. I really, really appreciate that. I just want to tell everybody that we have a great show tonight. We have Michael O'Donnell in studio, and we're going to talk to him, and we have Chris Hurst coming in, and our special featured artist of the week is Si Senorita.
Yeah.
I was going to do the roll of the tongue, but that only works once in a while.
Did you listen. No, I cannot do the roll of the tongue.
Oh, I thought,
Si Senorita.
But can you go, I almost,
Rita.
There you go.
Si Senorita.
And the song we'll be playing of theirs is Feel Like a Fool. So you want to check them out on Facebook.
I did check them out as well. Very, you know, sublime reggae.
Yeah.
Good. They're good.
They've been picked up in Florida, in Key West, actually. They went out there and did a gig, and all of a sudden now the radio station
is playing them.
Yeah,
I liked it. I was like, nice. Yeah.
So we're excited to be featuring them tonight. And before we go to a commercial, I also want to remind everybody to spay and neuter their pets. And please, please adopt a rescue dog or cat. And there is an awesome organization in the Baltimore area called the Charm City Pitbull Project. You can find them on Facebook. That's the Charm City Pitbull Project in the Baltimore area. And these wonderful little pups, I've had pictures of them on the Lolo page. If you like the Lolo page on Facebook, you'll see these great pups. Please call 410-905-5603. That's the Charm City Pitbull Project, and they're sweet, adorable, loving pups. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye to Doc for now.
Goodbye,
and
sweetie. Bye,
I love
and
you.
Bye, everybody else.
All right. Take
and
care.
We will go to a commercial.
Yep.
Right. Be right back.
On it.
Did you hang up on me? Are you there?
Grab at the wrong theme.
Sorry.
Cut.
Welcome to darkbrain.com, a bold experiment in web comics. Only here will you find web comics with amazing art, original music, and voiceover narration.
I just have to rethink everything because you're just bastard people. You're just bastard people.
I'm just going to go home and bite my pillow.
Hi, this is Al Rosenberg, and whenever I'm anywhere, I listen to The Lolo Show.
Hey kids, Barney here. Take it from me, when it comes to sex, use a condom. There's a lot of scary caves out there you're going to want to explore, but you need to wrap it up to make sure you don't become extinct. Believe me, if my arms were long enough, I would have never gone bareback. Wrap your junk, or you'll catch some funk. Not gingivitis, but hepatitis, which don't delight us when it gets inside us. So wrap your junk.
What the hell is this? Somebody saying this is funny? What the fuck is funny about this? It's some Lolo broad. Yeah, the Lolo show. What makes this so fucking funny? What, is she some kind of clown for you? She's here to fucking amuse you? You want to listen to the Lolo show? Get off your fucking ass, asshole. Listen to it. It's the Lolo show. Jeez, I'm VoltaRadio.com.
The worst by far is the vanity plates. By far. And I hate the vanity plates because you could have got, like, regular decorations like any other jackass. But no, you have to get the government involved to tell everyone what asshole you are. Let me give you vanity plate people a little tip, all right? Nobody gives a shit what your nickname is or your hobby is when you're doing 30 miles an hour in the passing lane. Get the fuck out of the way!
Very funny stuff. Very
that's
good.
Mike. That's Mike, our guest co-host.
That's my job, Jesse. Do like Doc told you. Pay attention.
Shut up and work the board.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Get the See, spring sound effect. Boy, yeah, yeah.
This is exactly what I said earlier. He's got a major man crush on you, dude. What are we going to do about that?
Nothing sexually, but...
Oh, fuck. I never get any fun.
Fun?
Yeah.
Fun would be like that degenerating to the radio show? Come on. Girls don't want to see guys making out. You know that.
How do you know?
There's nothing attractive.
Because there's nothing attractive about
a man. Are you a
girl?
Excuse me. I love cock.
Cock is... It's like Seinfeld.
There you go.
Seinfeld put it best. A man's body is like a Jeep. It's for getting around. A woman's body is a work of art. You know. Yeah. Definitely want
to... I used to feel that way. Honestly. I've discussed this on prior shows. When I was younger.
And I'm not saying men can't be attractive, but generally, I wouldn't put myself in that category. And I'm better looking than Jess.
I'm going to get on to that. I'm going to discuss that. Let's set ground rules. We can't all talk at once. Radio rule number one.
Always raise your hand.
We can't all talk at once. Okay. Now that that's established, let me. We heard in the clip you mentioned vanity plates.
Absolutely.
I have a vanity plate.
Do you really? I am not shocked at all.
Excuse me,
it say?
It advertises my business.
Does it say Lolo on it?
No. It will soon, though. It actually, my salon was called Beauty Works.
Really?
And it advertises. It's BTYWRX. It advertises my business. So, you know. I get what you're saying, but...
Right. And my father did have a vanity plate as well, but I just...
What is it? You're offended by them, I assume.
It said... I just don't get it. Like, I mean, I just think people are just so enthralled with personalizing their cars and personalizing everything about it. It's like, I get it. It's nice. Just rock on. Like, if you wanted to advertise your business, get a bumper sticker that says, here's my business.
I had a logo, too. Yeah, I had it practically wrapped. Are you kidding me?
You were walking billboards.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. It was a very successful business.
Nice. They said, I got to get my hair did, and look at that car driving down
yeah,
the street. I'd be, wrapped
speaking
up.
Of hair. For those of you who aren't familiar with Michael, he is writer, actor, and stand-up. We met each other once before at a MPEG event, which stands for Metropolitan Philadelphia Entertainment Group.
Right.
Now, how long have you been? Are we actual member?
We're not card-carrying members,
it's not, right?
Like, that's not what it's about. It's about, like, basically getting people to at a group to be like, everybody's in the entertainment area and in the entertainment business in this area, you know, come together. It's free, and you just kind of network it up. And there's generally, like, one person's project that gets, like, kind of spotlighted, you know.
The other guest that we have coming in, actually, Christopher Hurst, he's also... affiliated with that group. I don't, right. Like I said,
affiliate
we can't really
just means you've gone to it. Right. I mean, there isn't like, you know.
Well, you have to at least go more than once.
Yeah, I don't know. You can go to it once and still be affiliated.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
See, I would not invite you to the club if you were only there once.
But I mean, there's not like they're giving out cards to be like, okay, you're a member. It's like,
I have a card.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
See?
I was never, maybe, yeah. Maybe
See?
There's echelons that I don't know about.
Yes, there are. I know you're jealous. I'm sorry. My hair's curlier than yours. I think we have a phone call, actually. Why don't we take this phone call? Because Jesse's having a conversation. We don't have the ability to put anybody on hold.
We don't?
No, we don't.
No hold
so
ability?
That's why he's having a conversation. Good evening. Welcome to the Lolo Show. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello?
Yep, you're on.
Hello? I just hear myself echo. He had a great conversation with you, Jesse. He or she?
She.
Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Oh, it's not my voice echoing back. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Lo. It's Debbie from Facebook.
Hi, Debbie. Where are you calling from? I know you from
I'm
Facebook.
I'm calling from my BlackBerry, but...
No, I mean, what city or state are you in?
Pardon?
What city or state are you from?
California.
Oh, you're from California. Oh, so I bet you have some gorgeous weather there, and we have rain here tonight. So Debbie, do you have a question for us? I know you like to you like my shoe pictures that I post a lot.
I know. Well, honey, I really can't even hear you. I just
want
to say hi.
Oh, well. Yeah, we're getting an echo terribly. Well, we'll put the call to an end, but thank you for calling in, and thank you for being a fan. We really appreciate your support.
All right, Dolly. Well, when I get it together, I'll be able to call you, and I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, it's better to call from a landline. All right, have a good evening, Debbie.
Oh, you mean if I call from a landline, it's better?
It is much better, yes.
All right.
All right. Take care, Debbie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was sweet. Anyway, back to Michael.
And she's a fan of your foot pictures?
Pretty much, yeah.
Right.
I have a lot of fans of my foot pictures. You know, I have a foot fetish...
book?
No, not a book, a CD.
Oh, a CD.
My foot diaries. I was involved with a man who had a foot fetish.
Okay.
And I don't have the foot fetish.
Right.
And it was a long-distance relationship.
So he would just ask for different feet pictures.
Basically. Well, yeah. I set up a blog because I am giving. I'm a giver.
Yeah.
Whatever I can do.
Here's the foot blog. This is my feet at the park.
No, there were specific things that were requested, like squeezing the nose of a teddy bear.
Wow.
And then I would put like jewelry on the feet to make them pretty. I don't think he gave two shits about that. But I would write, you know, kind of like a foot form, kind of something that you would... Yes, Jesse?
No, I was just going to say, with all the foot fetishes that you seem to come in contact with, have you ever had anyone ask to actually like walk on your face barefoot?
Wait a minute.
No.
What do you mean... Why are you answering for
walk
me?
On your face.
Wait a minute. What do you mean with all the foot fetishes I've come in contact with? I was involved with one man.
You've got foot fetish diaries, and you have that stuff out. So
no, I was involved with one person who had a foot fetish. I'm not on the site.
But you do have a library catalog of.
I'm not going to the foot. I'm not going to the fetish parties and walking. No, really, there's different levels of it.
Okay.
You know, there's men who like dirty feet.
Okay.
There's men who like the smell. There's so many different levels of it.
What would you say is the highest level?
Yeah, what's most popular?
Well, I don't know because I didn't get into it
right. That
extensively. I know what, you know, I
would think the highest level
it.
Would be like, you know, fucking the feet, right? Like putting
See,
them
that he wasn't about that.
He wasn't
like
about
creating
that.
No, you would
right.
assume that.
Right. Exactly.
You would assume that. But no.
Hmm.
He was not. He was more about the smell.
Okay.
But but you know, hey. But I have a CD that it's great.
That pumps up this thing. Yeah.
I read my foot diaries that I wrote to him. That you know he could read and
that should be your next.
Have
you
ever read
Vanity Plate foot?
No, thank you. I don't want to encourage it. Have you ever read Penthouse Forum?
I have read Penthouse Forum.
Well, it's on the lines of that for feet.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that, like, I don't recognize that foot fetishes is something that's popular.
It's probably one of the most popular out of all the fetishes, I would assume.
I would love to see which fetishes is most popular.
Jesse, why don't you Google that?
Get that for next show.
So,
top 10 fetishes.
Anyway, what I was going to say, when I first met you, I said immediately, that dude looks like, and obviously this is in your act, that dude looks like Donny Osmond.
I have gotten that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. And but that's why always the Tackleberry from Police Academy is a good follow.
Well, that's because of the hair, because you shave like the sides of you, or you
yeah,
wear them
trim
very
it up.
Close.
Now,
right, do you do
right.
that deliberately so you have that in your act, or?
I have come to the conclusion that if Donny Osmond dies, I will have to scramble to come up with a new opener.
Well, no, because you can go out. This, well, I shouldn't say, but no, but you can go out as as an impersonator. You know, there's huge money in that. And you do nothing. Like, there's meet and greets. Like, these people actually think they're meeting the real person.
Right.
You should and I'll dress up as a Marie.
But then they'll probably want me to put, like, pearls on my feet and stuff.
No, hey, you know what? Look, I'll go as Marie.
Okay.
I'm a little bit country.
Oh, man.
Come on, sing
I'm
it.
A little bit rock and roll.
That's it? That's all you got?
I didn't, you're putting me on the spot with singing.
Oh, man.
I didn't know there'd be all singing right. involved.
Okay. I'm a little bit country.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Sin, you said you didn't do voices.
Yeah. That's my dying Donny Osmond.
See, I think you should work it. There's a lot of money in that.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking I got some other things in the pot that I can make some money out of. But hey.
Like Flip Fetish now.
Yeah, my blog will be out next week.
Now, your hair, is that naturally curly? Because I have naturally curly hair.
Yes, I do have naturally curly hair.
But you're an Irishman.
Yeah.
Interesting. Are you what's known as that Black Irish?
Black Irish, yeah.
I thought so, yes.
That is what they say, yeah.
So, okay, we do have our token black man in there. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Still got you. All right. Yeah.
No, that's... Oh, God.
You're funny.
That was a joke. Anyway... God forbid somebody's insulted
music.
By that.
No.
People are very sensitive.
Give me, if you're going to be black, give me the opening the shaft, please.
Yeah.
Oh, give me some Dolomite.
It's the opening the shaft.
Anyway, do the drapes match the carpet?
Absolutely. What do you think? I bleach my...
Can we see? No, push? The curls.
Oh, come on. Does anyone have straight pubes? Is that what you're...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, you've been with men that have straight pubic hair.
You know those little dolls? The little tan, squatty, short... dolls with the crazy hair.
Dolls?
The troll
oh,
dolls.
Oh, the troll dolls. Yeah, troll
yeah,
dolls.
Yeah, I've been with a man who has hair like that.
Really?
Definitely what? Needed some manscaping. Do you manscape?
I do.
Okay, do you manscape, Jesse?
Oh, I have hardwood floors.
Really?
Oh, hardwood.
That was a double. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's way too much maintenance.
That's
too much
way too much information.
But also
yeah.
simple.
But we
it
asked.
Makes it so much simpler.
I asked.
Yeah, you asked.
Yeah. I guess, no, it's, well, I guess it is simpler for what?
To accomplish, to get done. It's time consuming.
It's work. Are you kidding me? Look,
yeah, that's work.
No, it's work. No. Right. It's we're not. Look, I'm not happy about waxing the cookie. I got to wax the inside of the ass. After I've turned 43, I don't know, hair's growing out everywhere. I
you
could
got hair
literally
everywhere.
Braid it. I whip my tail back and forth. I'm telling you, I'm thinking of letting it grow, but maybe not.
You got to watch.
I am supposedly half alien.
Half alien?
That's what I've seen on the internet. Because I'm an RH factor baby, which means I'm half monkey, half alien.
Really?
Yeah. RH factor.
So maybe that explains all the hair, the monkey, the tail, the alien. It's possible.
Wait, the tail?
Whoa, yeah, back up.
If I grow it, I'll have a tail.
Oh.
I thought you meant you were one of those people that has
the polynatal
the
cyst.
Little, is the that what it's called? The little tail that sticks out?
Yeah.
I do have a bump.
Do you?
I always wondered. It was like a little pat.
Can it wiggle?
Fat, a pad. No, it can't wiggle.
Move it?
No.
Some people can move their tail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them, honestly, some of them will stick out as about like two knuckles of a pinky.
Where you been hanging?
Yeah.
At a Star Trek convention?
He's been on the tail fetish website.
There you go.
He's
there's tail fetish.
Yeah, there's definitely tail fetish.
Well, that's interesting.
Put these pearls around your tail so they look pretty.
So, Michael, are you a single guy? Are you married? Are you with child?
I am not currently pregnant. Thank God. I'm in a long distance relationship right now, which is new for me because I've never been in one before.
How long?
It's been a year.
Well, that's good. See, now I was in this long distance. Now you can appreciate the blog. Now, does she do like blogging for you or
Skype
or any of that for you?
No, actually, we haven't really gotten any kind of like. Well, she lives in Jersey City, so it's not that far.
Oh no, that's not far.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
But I mean, yeah, it's not California or anything. But I mean, still, it's not the same city, so it's
it's not that far.
You know,
it's an hour and a half.
It's
away.
Not that far. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know where you live.
Wouldn't you still consider it a long distance relationship, or would you not?
How far is your drive to get there?
2 hours.
2 hours.
That's on the long side.
Where did you two meet?
We met at a friend's wedding.
Really?
So
it's going well. You've been together
yeah,
a year.
It's like, it's weird. It's just, It's vacation, though. It's like every time I go, it's like you're on vacation. There's no fighting when you only see each other. You don't see each other.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say. I, you know, other than the man being a complete lunatic, I had a great relationship long distance because each time I got on that plane, it was exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it was like
now, how far
butterflies.
Away, how far away were you?
Florida.
Florida. Okay.
I mean, it was not a far, it wasn't a long flight.
Right, but yeah, that's different for in a long drive. Like, I'm in a long drive, long distance relationship. You're in a short flight.
The one has to decide to move.
Yeah, I know.
And are you at that point yet or no?
Well, it's one of those things. It's like the projects that I'm working on, writing, and, you know, it's either obviously L.A. or New York is going to be one or the other. And if I have to go to California, then obviously it's not going to work. But if I go to New York, we have a real chance.
Well, yeah, New York, yeah. So. Oh, so she wouldn't move to Cal? Is she supportive of what you're doing?
She's supportive of what I'm doing, but at the same time, it's not like, you know, it's not, I don't know. We've never really talked about like stuff like that. Like, if I move, would you move or anything like that?
I mean, because you're in pretty much the same place that I'm at, like in that starving artist,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, you might assume that it's easy for me because a man with, oh, that's okay, I'll take care of you, but.
I know it's not easy for anybody who
does
what
not,
we do.
Because, you know, yeah, Jess.
No, I was just going to ask, what kind of job does she have? Now, I'm not asking specifically
she's an
what
event
she
planner.
Does, but...
She's an event planner.
So is that something that she would easily be able to up and move to?
Event planner? Wait, event planner. She could plan your events where you could go as the Donny Osmond impersonator. High five on that one. Oh, I see a marriage. Oh, I see a partnership.
Create synergy.
You should have a Donny Osmond themed wedding then. If it did
get No, let's not get kinky.
That's kinky. Yeah. That's kinky.
Mm. Yeah, that's real kinky.
Then I'll be like, there can only be one, and cut his head off like Highlander and absorb his Donny Osmond goodness.
So O'Donnell's a very common name. I'm sure you always get asked, like, are you related to Rosie? Are you Rosie? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you put on about 60 pounds, you could maybe pass for Rosie O'Donnell.
Right. And
he doesn't know how to respond to that. He's like,
60, hey?
Right. For those who would like to see what Michael looks like, go onto his Facebook page and friend him. Everybody friend him.
Yes, go friend Michael. Or find him on YouTube.
Let's get down to business. Tell us what you've been doing, what you're working on.
I shot a television pilot that I'm trying to get shopped called Game Over. It's about people who worked in a video game store. I co-wrote it with a gentleman named Dave Bullis, incredibly talented director. And that got shot in April, and we're putting it together, and we're hoping to be able to start getting some feelers out there for it to get people to look at it. Also,
describe it. Tell us what it is.
It's basically just about we're going for Always Sunny meets Clerks. You know,
okay.
Like just people who work in a video game store and like the funny customer interactions.
Is it?
I love it because
hidden camera. You mean?
No. It's not hidden camera. It'd be like a normal sitcom two camera shoot.
Okay.
But he's
talking industry here.
But
two camera shoot.
Yeah.
He's trying to impress us.
It's just like not really. But it's just like just the interaction. But I love it just because technology would be a big part of it because video games has a built in. People are interested in it.
Are you a tech nerd?
I was very much into video games when I was younger. Like
Pac-Man.
I peaked at Nintendo.
Okay.
Like Nintendo first one. But you have it kind of ingrained. Once you spent enough time doing it, like if I wanted to beat a PlayStation game, I mean, I've played PlayStation games. I've played those games. I'm just not like deep into it. Like God of War is coming out, so I'm waiting outside.
Where you're playing people on the internet.
Exactly. I'm not like big into Madden. Like,
you're not into Farmville or any of that.
No.
I think that's gone, I think.
Farmville?
I think so. I don't know. Or Bedazzled or Bejeweled. Well,
yeah.
Kings.
Now
it's
all Angry Birds. Now it's all
I don't pay attention.
Right?
Angry Birds is like an iPhone game where like it's like you slingshot birds into pigs.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's very... It's very...
No wonder the country's going to hell. I mean, instead of going to work, we're slinging...
Hey, man.
Pigs into chickens. What was that again? I don't know.
It's Angry Birds. The birds are angry because the pigs stole the birds' eggs, I believe, is the plot.
Okay.
But it's very like a Bedazzled game. Like
I didn't play
or,
that.
Or Words with Friends. Like just something you can kind of do. whatever.
Okay, do when you're unemployed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God help
us. Or when
us
you're all on a flight to Florida to see your long-term relationship.
Well, there you go. Okay.
It's a very that kind of game.
See, if I were you, I'd rather watch porn.
On the plane?
Yeah. Do some Kegels and get myself off. Get a little wet, you know?
What are Kegels? The balls?
No, Kegel's actually a Jewish pastry. No, Kegels are exercises that the female can do. Can you stop playing that music? Kegels are exercises that women do with their vagina to tighten things up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there a video I can...
Probably, I'm sure.
Nice. Is there a Billy Blanks of Kegel?
Who's... When I...
that may be in it.
Hey, you got a chance? You're challenging me? That's my next CD, baby.
It's like a vice grip inside. Look how tight
I can
make this.
Well, it's funny because, you know, earlier you mentioned ping pong balls with Howard Stern and Artie Lang. I don't know if you saw his movie, Beer League.
I did see Beer League.
He had a stripper that was shooting ping pong balls. And that reminded me of my childhood, of course.
Oh.
Because my mother, I don't know if you read up on me, but my mother was a burlesque dancer.
I did know that about her.
And, you know, so I grew up around these dancers. And there was one particular dancer. I wish I could remember her name. I wonder if my mom, I'm sure she's listening, if she texts me her name. Anyway, so she would shoot ping pong balls out to the audience. But she would also blow out a candle.
Nice.
She'd play the flute.
She played the flute?
Which I'm still trying to figure out. Nice. I don't know how that could possibly have been done.
This one time at band camp, I shoved the flute in my pussy.
Yeah, right?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
She could actually play.
That's what I was told. I didn't get to see it because I was a child.
She was turning the sheet music with her feet.
But anyway, so what I wanted to do, since, you know, you are an actor... I want to do a little improv with you. I hope I'm not putting you on the spot here.
Not at all.
Okay. Do you remember the music I asked you to have ready?
I believe I do.
Okay.
Depends. Right. You asked me to have a lot
okay,
of music
here's
ready.
Okay, bear with us, people, okay, because this may take a few minutes. Okay, this is a cold read here. Here's a script. Now, for those of you who know the show, know that I'm a huge fan of sexting.
Awesome.
Uh-oh.
So am I looking at a sexting back, like go-between between you and another guy?
What's on Lois's phone will be a new feature.
Oh, look at this.
Yes. Okay. So obviously, you will be in black.
Right.
And I will be in red.
Yeah, you'll be reading me, and I'll be reading Guy.
Right.
Guy.
All right, ready?
Okay. This is Masterpiece Theater. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Haven't been taken care of yet?
Don't want to fuck just anybody. Either a real legit relationship or someone I feel comfortable with that will take me out, respect me, maintain a friendly rapport, and fuck. Can't find either.
A lot of strange dudes out there.
You have no idea. Think it would be hot to dress up and go out? Have you finger me in a bar, restaurant, or in the car? Come home dripping wet, only to finish off with a major fuck session.
Men are stupid. No panties, of course.
Of course. Wait. Stop. Stop the clock. Stop the music. Wait.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not feeling this. I think what we need to do... I think Lights you off. Need to be me.
Reverse it?
And I need to
Ooh,
be the guy.
Reverse
okay.
roles.
Okay. You want to start over? You ready?
Woman voice or man voice?
Do I sound like a man?
Are you going to say... Okay, so okay. Go. So you're just going
to
be...
This is where you get to impersonate me.
All right.
Oh, God. Okay, we're starting from the beginning. The Masterpiece Theater. What's in Lois's phone? Haven't been taken care of yet?
Don't want to fuck just anybody, either a real legit relationship or someone I feel comfortable with that will take me out, respect me, maintain a friendly rapport, and fuck. Can't find either.
Well, he does that better than I do. Lot of strange dudes out there.
You have no idea. Think it would be hot to dress up and go out and have you finger me in a bar, restaurant, or in the car. Come home dripping wet, only to finish off with a major fuck session.
Men are stupid. No panties, of course.
Of course! I'm not looking for a man to problem solve. Just treat me like a lady when we are together. Then fuck. LOL.
Taking on a black accent. I look at you, and then look at me, and I'm like, she needs some hot young dude.
You are so off base on that. I am so turned on by you.
Thanks, an eye from you.
Not about body type. If I find you sexy, I want to eat every part of you.
Well, you wouldn't seal the deal now. I'm stuck with aching balls. I don't take my dick out for anyone.
So we could fuck next week or what? You should jerk off. You sent me those cock pics and I came in seconds. You came. I can't wait to finally fuck you.
Not yet. I need your tits so I can come.
I want to wrap my legs around you and sit on top of you with your face in my tits.
You're killing me. I'm getting raw.
Use lotion. I wish it was in my mouth. Believe that. Check out my Twitter pics.
Twitter name?
Southern Jew.
I'm looking for you now. Glad my cock rocked for you.
Oh, I'm horny again. Can't stop thinking about your cock. I want my lips on it. You want to fuck me?
You still have the pick of it?
Can I have another cock, please? Getting wet just thinking about it. My pussy is so wet for you. I'm in love with your cock. Man, this is real.
Yep. You ever fuck another girl?
Lick my pussy and suck tits. Why do you want to do that for you?
Me, you, and a third.
You do want me to fuck me or her?
You fuck her while I watch.
If I know what makes your dick hard, I'm in. Then when you can come all over both of us, send another pic of your cock. I want to see the head with your hand wrapped around it. I'm your sex slave. Anything you want. Put your big cock on my face. My pussy is dripping wet. I'll lick pussy for you.
It's getting hot here. Seeing is believing, baby.
Shoot that big load over my titty so I can lick it off. I love watching your cock grow hard. Smack my ass.
I'm rock hard. I'd like that, to slide it in your ass.
I'm a good girl. I'll do what you want. Lube that monster.
I'll smack your ass while you're eating pussy.
I'm yours to play with. Oh yeah, I'm gonna come. I just came again.
I don't know where I would start. Sucking your nipples, licking your pussy, or fingering your ass while my cock is in you. Your pussy must be throbbing.
And how long was that? How long did that exchange take?
Who the hell there?
Can I just say, through that, that was amazing. I'm going to need to cool off in a minute. But someone called in, and I think they're still on the line here.
Oh, we have a phone caller.
We may, if they held that long.
Welcome to the Lolo Show. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Hello, you there?
Hello? We have very impatient callers.
Well, yeah. Zero patience.
Maybe they're snoring. Listen, are they snoring? Hello?
They probably got the gefilte fish out.
Did they? They must have gotten turned on by all that sex talk.
And that was very like. I thought of the People's Court the whole time because the music was kind
of. You did a very good job.
Thank you.
A couple times you lost it, but I know you were caught off guard. You were very red. I wish the camera was here this evening. Welcome to the Lolo Show. I hear a voice. Is somebody back? Do I hear somebody on the? No, you. I thought I heard a voice coming from somewhere.
No, that might. Maybe the feedback from our delay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, so...
No. We can't just... All right, someone's calling right now.
You want to take the phone call?
No one's coming.
How does something like that start?
Oh, they are.
Like...
Oh, okay. Take the phone call.
All right. Hold on.
But as soon...
Welcome to the Lolo Show. Who am I speaking with? And where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Who am I speaking with?
can't hear anything.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's Max.
Max is... Oh, Lord.
This is terrible, this connection. Hello?
He sounds like an Easton Tunnel. Max, what do you want?
I was listening to the sex, and it got me excited, except for when the man became you.
Oh, tough. I don't know what to tell you there.
And what was really terrible about it is I was beginning to experiment with anal searches, looking for my tail. I took a wooden spoon from the kitchen, and I was using it to excite my prostate.
Oh, nice. You can't have his tail do that for you?
I can't understand. Oh. It's too fuzzy. His connection is terrible. But I know one thing. I'm never using that spoon to make soup again.
I don't blame you. Well, we're going to let you go now, Max. I don't want to hang up on you. Go so long. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's stalking me. This 71-year-old Jewish man. He's like our super fan.
Max Klinsky.
So go ahead. You had a question for me?
Is he 71 for real?
Yeah, he's 71.
His son just set him up with a Facebook page. Son Herman set him up with a Facebook page. And
he's some old Jew. So go ahead. You had a question for me.
Oh, how does a conversation like that begin?
I get horny.
All right.
And I have a few people in my phone that I reserve for sexting. They probably wouldn't like to hear that there's more than one. Right. Except for one who actually does get into that. A few weeks ago, I had two going at once.
So, wait a minute. You're saying that, like, if you were in multiple sexting relationships, one of the people you were sexting with would feel cheated on?
Quite possibly. Because they would assume that they have maybe something going with me.
Oh, that it's going to go beyond
which
sexting.
Is ridiculous, because if it would have, then it would be. I wouldn't be sexting. I would be sexting.
Calling.
We would be fucking. I wouldn't be sexting.
Well, yeah, but you'd be calling to be like, where are you, so we can meet up.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem. You could say that word. I just said it. You said it earlier.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I have an interesting sexting story, though.
Drop it.
That's kind of funny. I don't know. Maybe you won't find it funny. So, anyway, the BlackBerry.
Right.
Has cut and paste.
Okay.
So, I was sexting this dude who likes to hear about the other sexting sessions.
Right.
Okay.
The group sexting.
Right. Not necessarily group. He just likes to hear stories of what happens with, you
other,
know,
other sex.
Other men. So, I was cutting and pasting a
previous.
Right.
Okay.
A previous sexting. Sex session.
Right.
And I was walking. I was out for a walk, as I do a lot, and I get Facebook alerts on my cell phone, and lo and behold, I get a post from someone, very, very nice man, very religious, and I go to comment as I'm walking, and somehow or other, the BlackBerry pasted my sexting session
nice
onto the comment.
Shoot it in your 4G.
So that was the wonderful Michael G. So, or Michael Sean. So anyway, so I run home as fast as I can, because you can't delete it on your BlackBerry.
Okay.
Run up this hill. I mean, I literally sprinted to praying. It's very early in the morning that no one sees this, because as you might imagine, you've just read one of my sessions.
Yeah.
They get very explicit.
Right.
So I make it up to the house and I delete the post. But now some people have where their email, your Facebook post gets sent to you in an email.
Yep.
And even though you've deleted it, it will still tell
show
you.
Show up in your email.
So this gentleman then sends me an email, the religious guy.
When can we meet up?
Says, Lois, I got the strangest email from you.
Did you go with I was hacked? Did you go with the
No, I didn't go with
excuse?
The hacked.
I was hacked.
I said, it was kind of. I said it must have been a Facebook glitch. It's been acting up.
Right.
But
exactly.
Now, of course, I've told that story.
Guys. What?
I've told that story before. And he was actually on the Facebook page listening to the broadcast while while I was telling that story on another show. Right. So the cat's out of the bag, so to speak. The pussy's out of the bag.
Right.
So. But we're going to have to go for a break because we're going to bring in Chris Hurst, who is the writer. I'm really excited to talk to him because I'm sure we can share horror stories. He is the writer of a movie that he's going to produce called Why I Don't Date. So we're going to bring him into the studio in a few minutes, and we'll be back. I take offense to people who accuse me of being a fanatic or obsessed with Howard Stern. I understand he's the rock star of talk radio, but if I had an equal admiration and respect for Barbara Walters or, let's say, Oprah, no one would even bat an eyelash. I didn't enter the broadcast arena to backsell music, read the news, or forecast the weather. I did it so that I could be an honest talk radio personality like my father and the king of all media, Howard Stern. Thunder. Thunder.
When we are alone in our private worlds, sometimes the only thing left to do is obey.
On your knees. Get down and kneel, slave. Beg like a dog, crawl to me, and we shall see how you follow orders.
When our personal cravings get out of control, sometimes you can only look toward a goddess.
Now lick the bottom of my soles. Lick my stocking feet, you pathetic pig. I order you to put my shoe back on and remain lying on the floor.
Lolo's Foot Diaries. An exploration into foot fetishism, love, and worship. Order it now through CD Baby, iTunes, or at loisburak.com. Do it now.
Thank you.
Grab at the wrong theme.
Sorry.
Cut.
Welcome to darkbrain.com, a bold experiment in web comics. Only here will you find web comics with amazing art, original music, and voiceover narration.
Oh, jeez, dear reader, look what the hell you done now. You done turned on that heap, Lolo, huh? It's the Lolo Show on Volta Radio. Oh, jeez.
Hello, this is Max Klitsky, and when I'm not jerking off with gefilte fish juice, I'm listening. Wait a minute, I'm doing that all the time anyway. Estelle, get me more lubrication.
Where did you put it, you dumb son of a bitch?
Sorry, I got it now. When I'm doing this, I'm listening to the Lolo Show on VoltaRadio.com.
Welcome back. That you just heard our featured artist of the week. That was Si Señorita, and the tune was Feel Like a Fool. You can catch them on their Facebook page and follow them, find out where their upcoming dates are. They're a really awesome band.
Yeah,
again, Si Señorita. Can we do the tongue roll?
Si Señorita.
Almost. I'm terrible at that. Anyway, so we're sitting here. We're talking to Michael O'Donnell, who's a writer, actor, and stand-up comedian, who's our guest host. Potentially could be. We're auditioning for those comedians out there that want to come in and audition for the position permanently. But I want to welcome our next guest, who is I met through an audition. He had me audition for his movie, and his name is Chris Hurst. Welcome to the Lolo Show, Chris.
How you doing, Lolo? And thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Oh, thanks. It's a pleasure. Thanks for the warm.
Yeah, I like that. It's got to be like that. It's got to be like that.
You're working on, you have two projects currently going. You have a game show, and you have the movie. Am I correct?
No,
did I read that correctly?
Well, the game is already completed. Wow.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well,
because I love game shows.
Okay. Well, it's an actual game that I created. And
nice.
It's called Who Said. It's an actual board game. It's actually educational, but it's funny, too. It's about quotes.
Okay.
Famous and not so famous quotes. So you have to be a television buff, music buff. Movies, just the quotes come from just
so
all
trivia.
Over. Yes,
so a trivia quote game, board game.
Right, correct.
Can which it be translated to radio? I mean, is it something that we could play on air?
Actually, you could.
I would suck at it, I'm sure, because I am not a trivia buff at all. I remember nothing.
Yeah, you know what? You could, and it actually would probably be pretty interesting.
Oh, we'll have to have you back to do that eventually.
Okay, that's cool.
So the movie that you've written and that you've been working on, it's basically based on your life.
My life, friends, and barbershop talk.
And it's called Why I Don't Date.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. So give us a little bit of background about what you're doing with the movie. I know you're looking for investors, but you're ready to pretty much fund it yourself.
Correct. Right now, I'm currently auditioning. Jerry Cerruti is my casting director. He's part of Impact. Pretty much, the movie is about dating. It's about what men go through when we date women. You know, everyone has done a movie about what women go through and how they feel, but no one has ever really done a movie about how we feel and what we're thinking when that date is over.
Now, you had me audition for two parts.
Yes.
and you've actually now approached me for a third part, which I've asked you to bring the script with you so I can audition on the air. First of all, let me just tell y'all that these women that he had me audition for are all the women calculated, manipulative, vixen types or what? I mean, are you trying to typecast me? Do I have that look about me? What is it?
No, it's all of them are different women, and they do have a way of manipulating, but not all of them are like that. Some of them are just very honest with what they want.
I didn't see any of that.
Oh yeah.
No, I missed that part.
Yeah, you have to go through the whole script, but some of them are very honest about what they want, and
so
yeah.
Some of them just want to sext. Is that
psychotic sexting sessions?
Well, yes.
Well, I could have said fuck.
Right.
I'm making a black man blush over here. Come on. Now, obviously, you're black, and I bring that up
because
we have our black Irish and our African American. Because I'm wondering, do you think that there's a huge cultural difference when it comes to dating? Because I do.
To a degree, yes.
You have one character who's a white man,
right?
You point that out specifically,
right,
in your script. So, tell us what you think the differences are.
Well, with African American relationships,
dating.
I know, I heard it. With the African American relationships, and this is my personal experience. Now, some people are not going to agree, but it seems like they're looking for this man to be their superhero.
You're referring to women.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's like they want these men to be their superhero, their knight in shining armor, and come and save them and have everything under the sun. And they may not have too much to offer. And some do. But the ones that don't have much to offer, they're looking for us to have much.
See, I don't see that as a cultural difference.
Okay.
Not that I'm about that personally, but I know plenty of women that do want to be saved.
Okay.
I know from what people have told me and my personal experiences, I feel that black men are a little bit more aggressive when it comes to meeting women. Like, they have no problem going up to a woman.
Yes, we do have heart.
Okay. That's a sweet way. Aww.
We do.
Where a white man, like, I'll give you an example at the gym. White dude staring. You know, and I know they're looking at, and I'm, you know, I'm doing everything but look at them to not make eye contact. Right, you know, it's just that leer that.
Ugh, gym flirting is the worst.
It's really
gym flirting? Because I've attempted it once and I'm like, this is the worst.
Well,
decision.
What did you do? Maybe he could teach
like,
you.
I was just
maybe
like,
Chris could teach you a few things.
Like, because it means sometimes you'll see like someone really spectacular at the gym and be like, wow. And especially if you don't go to the gym at that time.
And Donny Osmond has the balls to go up to this girl?
Yeah, right? It's different. If
well, Woody, what's your rap? Come on.
I'll just be like, either I have pulled the one time treadmill, TV, made a comment, started a conversation.
So oh, that's not bad.
I have been able to pull that
That's not bad.
But off hours is completely different. When it's packed, fuck that. Just do your thing, work out, keep your head down.
I've gotten the same exact... come online, whatever you want to call it, from from multiple men, okay. All white men. Well, you work out really hard. I just
no way.
Sure, that's the line.
Same. And the last one, because I knew it was coming. This is weeks and weeks and weeks of him leering at me.
Right.
I knew it was coming.
Right.
And I just want to be left the fuck alone.
Right.
Whereas a black man approached me recently. And I thought he was really, really cute. And he came up to me straight up and he asked me for my digits. Okay, that was a little, you
he
know.
He said digits?
I think he did.
That's a
but you know what really turned me off? There
the
are two things
Someone
that turned me off.
Digits in the movie.
And I was really attracted. This guy was very
I
handsome. I forget who the hell he looked like. Doc, if you can remember who I said he looked like. I know, the one from Sex in the City.
Mr. Big?
No. Is he black? The went out with he's a famous actor. He's on, I think he was on a doctor show. Oh God, he went out with the redhead. You didn't watch Sex in the City? See,
no.
I'm surprised because your script kind of sort of reminded me of a male Sex in
is
the
that
City.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
So it could be. I didn't read the whole script, but I got that vibe.
Okay.
But anyway, Doc, if you could text me because I know we've discussed this. But I'll go back to that. My mother. Excuse me, Chris. I'm sorry. My mother texts me with the name of the stripper, Honeysuckle Divine. But she also texts me, this is sick. So I thought that was cute because you have to know my mother because she'd be like, this is sick. Anyway, so.
There's a whip next to me.
Doc, if you could please text me if you're still listening. But anyway, so, but you know what was a real turnoff? He had majorly bad breath and he wore those horrible gym slippers with the toes.
What? Skeletos?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know the name of them?
I've seen the billboards when people are like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. And that was a major turnoff.
So if I saw that.
And he was shorter than I like.
So he approached you with halitosis.
Yes, he did.
Wow. Yeah, and skeletose.
I'm sure he didn't know. It's a shame. But see, then what happened was, again, I don't want to really be bothered. If there was another way for somebody to approach me, I don't know what that would be at the gym, because I really don't want to be. But then he wanted me to come over to him to get his number after I was done.
Right.
Oh, there you go. That's Doc. He's Blair Underwood.
Blair.
Oh, he was a very short Blair Underwood. So anyway, and he had a nice belt too. What are you laughing at? I'm going to smack you in the head.
The rubber shoes.
Yeah, right.
They're the biggest douchiest thing.
Can you imagine? And wait, they were the ones with the like Mary Jane strap.
Wow.
Now tell me, that's not unisex, right?
That's like stepping into a chick in Crocs, man. You just don't do it.
I wouldn't wear them.
Right. I mean, what's up with that? Anyway, so.
Did you step to a chick in Crocs?
Yes.
Like Crocs shoes?
Jesse, show me a picture.
No.
He was a little darker and shorter. But anyway, back to the story. So anyway, so I went home. I wasn't going to look for him in the gym. I'm not that hard up for crying out loud. And then the next time I saw him, he was like pissed off. Like it was like I hurt his feelings.
Oh, it was uncomfortableness.
Yeah. So, you know, I think after then about 5 or 6 visits, when I saw him, he finally smiled, and he was just like, hey, what's up? So, you know, it's, first of all, I don't think the gym is the place to meet anybody.
I agree.
It's great if you find out later you do go to the same gym. That's wonderful, because I'd love a workout partner. But no, that's not, you know. Yeah, Jesse?
Where is a good place then? If the gym, I mean, you got the gym.
Matchnotgot.com. I don't know. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
See, yeah, I was actually going to ask you the same question. Like, what really is a good place? Because, you know, the gym, okay, I agree with you. You know what I mean? You're in there sweating, trying to get a workout. But, you know, someone may see you walking down the street and may approach you.
Mm-hmm.
But that may not be a good time for you, because you may, man, I don't feel like being bothered.
There are ways to do it, I think. I think if somebody does want to approach you at the gym, you ask maybe the desk person, who is that person? Do you know if she's single? Like that kind of thing.
Okay. Really?
Maybe you can have them. Or at a wedding. Like, how did you meet your wife? You're a married man.
No.
No, I thought you were married.
No.
How dare you?
Oh, God. I touched a nerve.
Read the bio.
It doesn't say he's married.
Wait, my script is called Why I Don't Date.
Right, but I thought that was years ago. I'm sorry. I saw on your Facebook page you have, what, 2 beautiful daughters, I think.
I have one
daughter.
I have a 16-year-old daughter. One child.
Make an ass of me. Okay, I'm giving him more than one child.
Don't listen to her, y'all. I only have one kid. Okay. And if I had another one, I didn't claim it.
Right. Ain't found me yet.
Right.
Oh, my God. Okay. So you're still saying. Now, how old of a man are you?
I'm 41.
41. Okay.
Yes. Still young.
See, that's the age that I'm now. I'm dating anywhere. I'm not even dating. It's a joke. I'm attempting to date anywhere from 41 to, say, my age. I'll be 47 in February.
Okay.
And I think in this age group, men have already pre-established ideas about women.
Yes.
And, you know, I kind of saw that in your script. And so I was laughing immediately, because I said, this to me is very typical of a man's perspective.
Yep.
Because, look, I know a lot of crazy women. And I know many of these stories that men tell me about women that they meet on Match.com, like that they're drunks, that they're drug addicts, that all kinds of crazy stories. But honestly, I am really normal. The ones who love and know me well, they know I'm one of the most grounded people you'll ever meet.
Got you.
And I seem to meet these guys that already have a preconceived idea of who I am and what I'm going to do, which is so far off base. You know, like we read in the sexting session, that gentleman, he's my age, and he assumes he's too old for me. And that's why he's not dating me. He thinks I should be with some young guy. And I find him incredibly sexy. And I would love to be in a relationship with him.
Okay.
Successful man. He's busy. Not too busy where, you know, we couldn't get together and have fun. But were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, do you think, like, how do you break those preconceptions? Either one of you.
I don't think he does. I don't think a male does. I don't know. Have you attempted to? And you might be batshit crazy for all we know. I don't know. You might be one of these dudes. Maybe that's your problem. I mean, I had a dude the other night who I haven't spoken to in 3 years and hits me up on Facebook. And out of the blue, he's texting me mean, vicious things out of the blue. Come to find out the next morning. No, he was. I thought I would have liked. Right. No, but he would. And then, and it turns out the next morning he's apologizing to me because he's a drunk. He was drunk.
Right.
So this is, you know, the luck. You know.
Yeah.
No, so go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't let you answer the question.
And again, this is my point of view. My dating woes are just horrible. I mean, to put it,
you have rules.
My dating woes.
Oh, woes.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever been on like Match.com?
No.
Have you been on any dating service?
Yeah, I have. Which
were you on, and how long ago?
I was on Black Singles.
Okay.
BlackSingles.com. Yeah, and you know, had dates there, but you know, and not for nothing, people, when you meet someone online, it's just like Facebook. If you meet someone online, they can tell you anything about who they are.
Of course.
People can be anyone they want to be.
Of course.
But when you meet them in person, now it's a whole different ballgame. And what I'm starting to see is that there are a lot of women that have been lied to for so long. When they meet a man like myself that's very honest, and I tell you exactly what I want and how I want it and when I want it, they can't handle it. It's too forward. It's too aggressive. It's, you know, it's something wrong.
I have not experienced that. I have experienced that in the beginning. They seem to get, they fall head over heels.
Mm-hmm.
And then a resentment starts. The whole pursuit of this broadcasting career, perfect example, which is something that you probably identify because you're following a dream.
Right.
Okay. And this is something that a lot of men don't do. They either don't have the balls to do or they're tied down with children. Mm-hmm. So they're not, you know, financially able. And when they see that I'm doing it at the risk of everything,
right,
they get very, very threatened by it. Initially, they find it very attractive, and this is great.
Right.
But then when they see how serious I am about it, like, this is do or die. So
right.
If anybody thinks I'm obsessed with it, this is at the point where I'm down to the last couple thousands of my savings that I'm using to supplement my income. So it's do or die. So I may be hyper-focused,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I went the route where I took care of a man. I shouldn't make it like I totally took care of him, but I helped him pursue his dreams, and okay. I did. And I wouldn't eliminate that from another man that I meet in my life, because I'm all for that. That's one
right.
of the things I love about you, is that you're pursuing this.
Absolutely.
Do or die. You're going, you're going to get this movie made no matter what.
Absolutely.
But I find that they fall head over heels, and then it becomes like they're threatened because it's like a competition. It's a very strange dynamic.
Now, let me ask you this. And it's great to follow your career. I would never tell anyone not to. But do you make time to get to know the person that's pursuing you?
Absolutely. Now, I really can't even say that I've had an example really recently, because I'm texting with, you know, one man in particular who I met this time around on Match.com.
Okay.
Instant, he's laughing. Instant. Why?
Because it's a lot of it's a lot of plugs, and you have other shit like that you were going to read, right?
Oh, you don't want me to plug Match.com?
No, I mean, I you feel free. I don't know how it works.
Well, they actually, I wish they were paying me, but they actually threatened to kick me off. Here's a letter.
Are you serious?
Because for those who don't listen to the show regularly, I have just decided that I'm using Match.com as a means to promote the show.
Okay.
Fuck that shit. I've had it, because these men are crazy. You put in your profile, no winks. What's a what is this wink nonsense? And they wink.
Right.
So obviously you haven't read you're just looking at the pictures, you douchebag.
Right.
You know what I mean? Go ahead.
We all do that.
I know, obviously. Thank that's why I have multiple photos without makeup, different hairstyle, straight hair, curly hair. See, I know how it's done.
Yeah.
But apparently they don't want to reciprocate. I get pictures of dogs. I get pictures the size of my thumbnail. I get pictures of boats.
Okay.
And men with fish.
Beware the boat picture.
The boat, but yeah.
Don't you love the group pictures?
The group pictures, and you're like, which one are you?
Yeah.
I love the pictures with like a female where like it's scratched out. The face is like scratched out. Like, yeah, I'll date
cigarette
you, baby.
Burns in their eyes.
Yeah.
Right. Like, they're not here
but
anymore.
No, some douchebag reported me. Like, how pussy of a move is that?
Wow.
Some man, because I had a cut and paste That I wrote,
right.
That I just basically said, look, I'm too busy to really get involved right now, but if you are somebody that wants to stick it out and you're interested in getting to know me, this is my life. This is what I'm pursuing right now.
Okay.
But anyway, with the man that I met, so they sent me this letter. Somebody reported me, so they're threatening to kick me off, which actually I'm waiting for my subscription to expire. I can't. It's not going to renew. I'm right. just waiting for it to expire. So I figure I'll get my money's worth.
Is that threatening? Can you read that to us?
It's not threatening. They're not. It just basically says that I violated their terms of the agreement. And unfortunately, if this type of correspondence continues, we will be forced to terminate your Match.com membership. I mean, please. You know what's going to happen to that website? I mean, there are so many websites out there right now. I mean, as it stands, really all I'm getting is like the cast of The Simpsons. Really. I mean, these are the dudes that I'm getting.
has Mole Man been up yet?
Yeah, right.
Because he's a favorite.
That's my kind of Matt Klinsky there. It costs money to be on Match.com.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm getting my money's worth.
Yeah.
And I mean,
more
if you knew some of the garbage that I get in that box. But here's the thing: is like some pussy man didn't like. Why couldn't he just call me a bitch and be done with it?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been emailed unsolicited emails I've gotten from people, you know, calling me a tart, you know, out of nowhere, you know. So you know, whatever. So go ahead.
I have a question for the film. How much like internet stuff do you have in the film? Do you have any of that like in there?
I have scenes where,
because dating's changed so much, and right. like it's not going away.
He can audition for the white guy. Do you have a part for a Donny Osmond lookalike?
Tackleberry.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Answer the question.
I actually do have it. Yes, you do look like Tackleberry. Yes.
See, all I know is Osmond's because that's what I grew up on.
You don't know who Tackleberry is?
I Googled him, and he does look like him, but I didn't. I grew up on Donnie Marie.
You are down, mister.
Yeah.
Yes. Tackleberry.
With the big gun.
Right.
Anyway, show us.
Back to the...
No. We don't want to see that.
But back
to
there is a scene that I wrote where there is internet dating. There's a character in there, and... his name is Daryl, and he does a lot of internet dating.
Nice.
So he's an international guy. He does dating online and all that. Yeah, so it's
now,
modern.
Now, is that
it's,
character out for a true relationship, or is he just out for booty calls?
No, he's actually out for a true relationship, but he's going out on dates. He's going to D.C. and places all over to find a true love, but he's getting used financially.
See, that's his stupidity. But what do you make of a dude... No, really, it is. I mean, come on. What do you make of a dude who... Because this has happened to me several times.
Mm-hmm.
Who meets the girl and then immediately... Oh, I'm taking myself off Match.com. I don't have to be on
there.
No,
that's crazy.
This is my theory. Go ahead. You have a theory?
Yes. I'm going to tell you. That's crazy because... Let's say if I met you online. Okay, you're gorgeous. We all know that. But that don't mean
Tackleberry doesn't know it. Pick a head.
That doesn't mean that we're going to click. It doesn't mean that.
Right.
You know, we meet
the
first time, you may say, oh, he's too short. He's
but this particular person, well, this happened to me twice already. And we both were, one the first time I was on Match.com, this was like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And this particular time, I don't know how many months ago it was, but it was immediate chemistry. It was bizarre.
Okay.
It was like you say, okay, this happens at our age.
Right.
If you're lucky once in a lifetime.
Right, absolutely.
So your theory?
He actually took his page down. Right.
Here's my theory. Okay.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Based on the behavior later of both these men.
Okay.
I think they had girlfriends, gotten fights with them, had arguments with them. Because there are other men that, how can I put this and be nice? They're worth emailing, not a cut and paste. Okay. And then... You may correspond once, and then they disappear off of Facebook. They disappear off of Match.com.
Okay.
And my theory is there are men that get in fights with their girlfriends. They need the ego boost, right? I've always said, I've called myself the ego booster.
Got you.
Because they want to see what they can get, and then sometimes they think, oh, you know what? I'm still fighting with the first girlfriend. I'm going to keep this one.
Interesting.
You know, out there, maybe something will happen. Because for a man to say that they want a serious relationship And oh, we have a phone call. We have to take this phone call. This should be interesting. I love phone calls.
All right. Let's yes. see what we got here.
Welcome to the Lolo Show. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tate from Philly.
Who?
Questions for Chris.
Who is it?
Hello?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Tate.
Okay, from Philly. And you have a question for Chris. Go ahead.
Yes. First, I'd like to commend them for telling the male side of it. But a few questions. How long did it take you to write the script, and how can someone get in touch with you to audition?
Good question.
Good question.
First of all, thanks, brother. It took me actually 30 days. To make a long story short, it was actually a competition. Someone challenged me to write a script, and they challenged me to write the script in 30 days, something that made sense. So the best thing I did was, okay, I know about dating because I've been dating for years, and you know, it's been unsuccessful. So my challenge was to write the script in 30 days, and that's what I did. So that's how I came about it. As for auditioning, Jerry Cerruti is the casting director. He's on my Facebook page. And you can also hit me up as well. Chris
Hurst.
Yeah,
that's where we were going to send people to your Facebook page.
Yeah, you can go to Chris Hurst. Look me up on Facebook, Chris Hurst, H-U-R-S-T, or Chris Hurst Production, because it'll come up either way. And pretty much that's it.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, that's something that I really wanted to touch on in the beginning. It's what he said is true. You really do need to be commended, because this is, again, very true to my heart. Follow your dreams, follow your dreams. I mean, any man that I would get involved with, I mean, that poor guy sounded like he had some sob stories. He was like, oh, thank you for telling the male side of it. Like, y'all have it so terrible. Oh,
we do have it terrible.
Oh, my God.
Listen, Lolo, let me explain something to you. Listen, you have
put
no
idea. Put on the
idea.
Sad music.
Come on, put the sad music on.
Yeah, put
look,
the sad music
you
on
have
and then
no...
put the caller on hold. What do you mean? I have
you
no
have
idea.
You have no idea. Because you're the woman, and you guys get pampered all the
Bullshit!
Time. Yes, you get pampered all the time. Now, think
Ladies,
about this. Think about this.
How do I get pampered?
All right.
On the third date, the dude wants to lick my pussy? Is that how I get pampered?
Hell yeah.
Oh, gee.
I mean, listen, hold
Honey.
On. We're fortunate if somebody wanted to, you know what I mean, do the thing with
well,
us.
Well, honey, what? Blowjob? Look, this man I'm referring to, I would wake up in the morning with BJ. While he was on a conference call, he was getting a blowjob. Okay? I am a giver, right? Didn't we establish
that
earlier?
We did.
Well, not every woman is a giver. Not every woman is a giver. So, I'm just telling you, not every woman's a giver.
Well, yeah, because see, this is where there's an issue, because everybody's got male, female, these preconceived notions, and they go into it just waiting for something to happen.
Absolutely.
Just waiting for bullshit to happen. And you can't think like that. That's like going through life thinking that you're going to wake up and get into a car accident.
No, I agree.
Have another caller?
Yeah, we do have a caller.
Okay.
Let's see who we got here.
Good evening. Welcome to the Lolo Show. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hello, caller.
Better not be Max again.
Yes.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tyrese.
Tyrese, hi. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to say what's up to Chris. I'm one of the guys auditioning for this movie.
What's up, Tyrese?
So you're trying to brown nose? You're calling up because you want the part? Look, honey, he's already auditioned for two roles, and a third one I'm waiting for. You get in line. And Tackleberry over here, he's gunning
you're
for the white part. Are you gunning for the white part or the black part? Do you have any Hispanics in this script?
Yes, actually,
okay.
Yes, I do.
So are you a black male, a white male, or a Hispanic? Or none of the above? Okay, he's giving himself a plug. This is sweet.
Nice.
All right, sweetheart, do you have a question for one of us?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a question for us? Would you like to confess your fetish?
No.
Tyrese?
No.
You don't have any fetishes? You know, I've heard black men have foot fetishes a lot.
I don't.
You don't?
I just wanted to say it's going to be a great film.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I appreciate that, man.
It will. It will. All right. Well, Tyrese, we're going to have to end the call because we have a lot of good conversation. We have a lot of... All right. Have a good evening, and thank you for calling. You've got a nice little fan club going. We're going to have you on every week so we can have this argument.
Hey, that's cool. But, you know, actually, let me just say this. Actually, I want to thank everyone who actually came out to audition because I've actually had some very good reads, very good looks, because I'm very serious about this project.
Of course.
It's not something that's just going to sit up on the shelf and collect dust. You know, once I finish completing this film, I'm looking for major investors because I feel like this is a film that needs to be heard. It has to be heard because no one is telling our side of the story.
That's what I want. You point out in your bio that the movie sends a message. What is this message?
It's women. You may have a good guy. Listen, now you just asked the question. She's
all right. I'm sorry.
I should have captured that moment.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's saying, women, listen, you may have a good man in front of you.
Right.
And you're blowing it because you're sitting there just using them. You're screwing them over.
I've never used a man, but okay.
That's great. Now, you know what? Maybe you haven't. I don't know.
Maybe. But no, I can prove it. If anything, it's the opposite has happened to me.
I can't believe that.
That's very true.
I really can't believe
that. No, that's very true. You want names and numbers? I'll even give you financial records if you like.
No, I don't want
that. I'll give you everything to back that up.
That's
I'm a giver, right? We established that, right? Absolutely. Tackleberry, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, no, Mike, I'm sorry.
That is very, that's hard to believe. I mean, but, you know.
But you see how you are already, you've already got me down. You've already got me pegged.
No, I have you, I'm going to tell you, I have you pegged as a sophisticated woman. You know exactly what you want. You don't take no shit. That's exactly how I have you pegged.
Half true.
Okay, what's the part?
I have taken shit.
Okay.
Thanks, Jess. I don't take shit anymore. And a lot of people say, why are you still single? Because I don't put up with the garbage
right.
that I've been getting. I'll give somebody many, many, many chances. Mm-hmm. Like, because I feel it's rare
right.
when you make a connection with somebody.
Right.
And I give that, even despite what Doc Ivan yells at me, my bubby in combat boots, our co-collaborator who's long distance. We oo-voo each other all the time.
Okay.
He tells, get rid of him immediately. Okay. Immediately. Okay. And I'm like, well, you know, they may be going through something.
Okay.
They may have had a bad, you know, look, when I first got single, 10-year relationship, we weren't married. It blew my mind. Never in a million years. He was a really good guy.
Okay.
You know, they were family issues.
Okay.
Really good guy. So I don't come from like someone who, I have been abused, not physically, well, yeah, one time physically in my youth.
Okay.
My younger, when I say youth, like 20, maybe even early 30s,
gotcha.
Mentally, emotionally. But now it's a different story because I'm a different person. I think after 30, you change. Okay. But when I first became single, I think I was like 43.
Okay.
And, you know, I looked at my young girls at the salon. I used to own a salon. They were in their 20s. And I said, what is this? You know, I went out with this one guy. Perfect example. Went head over heels. I'm still friendly with him. On, like, we'll text for advice every now and then. Like, where do I go? Or what's a good bottle of wine? That's the extent of it.
Right.
Good looking guy for 40. He's a year younger than me. Like, awesome looking guy. Right off the bat. He wanted a French kiss, the first date. Now, even though I thought he was a great-looking guy, I had a little bit of reserve because I felt he was a player. I was just getting that vibe from him, which I could have been way off. But
right.
I still wanted to pursue it.
Right.
But I thought he was very aggressive. Like, do you like me? I like you. Do you like me? You know. So I thought, okay, you know, maybe he hasn't been out of the box too long. I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, we dated for a little while, like maybe 6 or 7 times we were together. He made me dinner. That's Doc texting me. And he goes, oh, we're going to have to go to a commercial in a minute. We have to go now, or can I finish the story?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, by the third date, he wants to have oral sex.
Okay.
And I say to the girls, you know, okay, wanted a French kiss the first night.
Okay.
That I just met him, okay? And I said, God, maybe I'm a little old-fashioned. I don't know.
You are, but go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, please, oral sex? Yeah, sure. Third date. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, to me, the man's going to get throat cancer at that rate. I mean, seriously, because you figure how many men, I mean, what about you? Were you up for the oral, like, right off the first? That's a very intimate thing.
Oral?
What do you think? What do you think? What 5 dates?
Oh, shut up.
Because I was going to ask you.
No, seriously.
Well, that's a good question.
You don't know the person.
Because, Lolo, I was going to ask you that. Like, how long does it take?
First of all, it depends on the dates and how they go.
Exactly.
You can't just calculate it, okay?
Exactly. So,
but that's why
connect-
third date's generally the key, because you know probably by the third date if it's going well, that it's going,
going
well.
Well, no, when it finally, look, when it finally dates. Came down to the sex, you know, I felt like I was first in line at a gangbang. Which was very odd because we had...
It is the
had...
best place to be, though. You don't want to be last.
Which is...
yeah, you're
which
right
is very
that, right?
odd because, I mean, he's a sexy, a beautiful man and cook out his ass. Mm. And, I mean, could dance. Like, it really amazed me that... And I don't know if it was just we were in different places. I'd like another shot at it, but that's not going to happen. But anyway, and I remember the first time he went down on me, you know, I was so nervous. I mean, I think he got a mouthful of FDS because I wanted to, you know, make sure everything was clean down there. So I don't think that would. But I'm not a huge fan of that. I'm not a huge fan
that was
of
the
that.
Great, that was the great groan grenade. Like people were like, wait, what's that?
But I'm not a big fan. It's better than, you know, a,
that could be one of your sound bites.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, my point is that, you know, I want
connection.
Yeah. You know, connection. And then when you find it, then they start playing games. And I think it's because they either think that I'm up to something, which every, I mean, where am I at? You can track me. I'm on Facebook every Friday, Saturday, whatever night. If I get, I'm at MPEG, I'm by myself. Well, I wasn't the night I met you. But, I mean, everywhere I go, by myself. So it's ridiculous, you know. And I think, well, this person's obviously playing games because they have a girlfriend. Or then you have the gentleman that's my age and thinks he's too old for it. They all have got all kinds of crazy excuses.
Well, you're
yeah, well normal's just the word. I mean, everybody's crazy. It's just figuring out
what
crazy
level.
You're compatible
go
with.
Ahead.
You're meeting the wrong type of man. Let me ask you something. Do you date outside your race?
I have had a few dates.
Okay, so you really date outside your race.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
I wanted to ask
if the
you?
Dude wouldn't have had bad breath,
yeah,
I would have dated him.
But here's the deal. See, you need to...
Claire Underwood.
I went out with a very nice black man, a doctor, okay? Very attractive. This was a while back. And he had too much drama going on in his life. Where everything was kind of... I don't think... I shouldn't really... What I want to say about him is that he was in a place where I recognized I was in once, where you're not really ready for that relationship because
right.
you're still wrapped up in not necessarily the drama, like, you know, where there's baby drama or wife drama, where you're just like, everything is, woe is me.
Right.
You know, and look, people can... I'm a great problem fixer. I'm like a man like that. Like, you come to me with a problem, like, okay, we'll do this. Well, you know, because probably being in business for 25 years, everything, I can do this, I can do that, I'll fix this, I'll make this right. But when somebody is that, you know, it's just, it brings me down. It brought me
down. I understand.
So, you know, so, and there was no real chemistry. So right. It has nothing to do. So I don't want to say, it's not that I don't, because I will, but I just haven't met. You
but
know,
you kind of answered
where.
My question. You really don't. Because if you can name one or two people that you've dated outside your race, you really don't date outside
I'm
your
not
race.
Around black people that much anymore. I'm sorry. I'm sheltered. I live in a suburb of Philadelphia that, you know, they're not too, you know,
but we're,
racially...
We're out, Lolo, we're out there. We're all
not,
over the place.
I'm aware.
I did notice, though, that you did say that the one site that you went on was Black Single.
So that's should I start that? Yeah, thank you! High five, Tackleberry! I like this man.
But the thing is, I don't discriminate. And
well,
just,
either do I.
But the thing is, you know...
Look, if dude didn't have the little finger toes on his feet, even you said you wouldn't,
I mean, that's
on.
A bit much. However, you know... What I'm saying is, open up your market. You know, you're looking at a probably a select man. You have a certain type of man that you're looking for.
No, not at all. You're wrong there too. You're way the men that I've been attracted to. They range. There's such a wide range.
Okay, we're going.
It's like insane. It's like you anything could attract. Your demeanor could attract me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We have to go to a commercial. So when we come back, we're going to discuss this further. This is getting hot and heated.
It was a cold day in September when I walked in on my wife and my horse a fornicating. There's a lot of things an old cowpoke like me can stand, but this was just too much. Now, I never loved my wife, so I was fine with tossing her body in the creek out back. But I loved that horse and knew that he deserved the best. That's why I dragged this carcass down to Bubba's Fine Wine and Glue Factory.
At Bubba's Fine Wine and Glue Factory, you can sip on the finest wines made from Concord grapes and Valvoline's top line antifreeze while you watch as your trusted steed is grinded into the most potent glue known to man. Life is too short. We at Bubba's believe that just because of life ends, that doesn't mean you still can't stick together.
The name is Lois and Jean.
Sometimes the only thing left to do is obey.
On your knees. Get down and kneel, slave. Beg like a dog. Crawl to me. And we shall see how you follow orders.
When our personal cravings get out of control, sometimes you can only look toward a goddess.
Now lick the bottom of my soles. Lick my stocking feet, you pathetic pig. I order you to put my shoe back on and remain lying on the floor.
Lolo's Foot Diaries, an exploration into foot fetishism, love, and worship. Order it now through CD Baby, iTunes, or at loisburak.com. Do it now.
Tell me, Smithers, who is that vision that I see on Facebook?
Lois Burak, sir. The Lolo Show on VoltaRadio.com.
Excellent.
And we're back. I wanted to remind everybody of the phone number. It's 267-639-3613. Please like us on Facebook, like the Lolo Show. And also, I want to remind you to spay and neuter your pets. Please adopt a rescue dog or cat. If you're in the Baltimore area, there's a great organization called the Charm City Pitbull Project, and they have a really great puppies. You'll see it on the Lolo page and on my personal Facebook page. Next week, we are going to have comedian Mike Gaffney in the house, and our featured artist of the week will be Electric Boa, so we're looking forward to that. But this evening, our featured artist of the week was C. Senorita.
Rita.
Yes, and their song was Feel Like a Fool. So let's get back to this, because we have Mike O'Donnell, who's a stand-up comedian and also a writer, and we have, of course... We're having this heated discussion with Chris Hurst, who is the creator, the writer, producer of a film that will be coming out soon called Why I Don't Date. And it's about his personal experiences dating. He is still a single man at age 41.
Correct.
And apparently he's still having these issues. So I don't know. Maybe it's you.
So they say. So they say. The thing about me is I'm just very honest. And unfortunately, a lot of women don't want
Okay, what are you saying? I just want to fuck you? So, I mean, I don't know how honesty could go wrong unless I really, you know, and even that I'd find refreshing, you know? I mean, seriously.
Is that right?
Yeah, because at least then I would know. I don't like these little games that where, you know, I want to pretend I'm in a relationship. I want to pretend I want to have a relationship with you just to get fucked. I mean, I have that going on, too.
I believe you. That's
I have
exactly
a whole Rolodex going mm-hmm. on of these idiots, you yeah. know? I haven't been out on a date with anybody. I have a guy texting. He's in the business, and he has a gig near, you know, somewhere near where I live. And every particular night that he's gigging, I get a text on that night. Would I like to come out for a drink? And I'm like, let me see. This is the one that shoved my head in his lap.
Wow.
And I'm like, let me see. Do I want to go? Do I want to leave my comfortable house in my nice, comfortable pajamas to go meet you in a stinky, stanky, cigarette-filled club where you'll buy me a drink that won't cost you anything because you're gigging there that night and I don't drink anyway? Only later to be groped in your car. And I'm sure there's enough semen DNA found in that car than there would be on a headboard at the local Motel 6. Okay.
Wow.
So this is what I won't get a date. I've said several times, can you let's go out on a date?
Mm-hmm. No, your date is clapping for him while he's playing.
There you go. So give me your horror stories. Come on. I mean, you say you're honest, what do you say you're honest about that these women go running, apparently?
I tell them exactly what I want. I don't bullshit. Like,
you must want like really rough sex or something. Like, what is it that you want that scares them away?
Well,
barefoot and pregnant? Like
Jamie
Foxx said, we really want you all in a gunny sack?
Gunny sack, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want you to have a job. Like, you all say that. Oh, I want you with a job.
No. The woman that I'm going to be with, she has to be about something. I don't like lazy women, and there are a lot of lazy women out here.
What if she's just about spending your money?
Hell to the no. Are you kidding me? I'm invested in myself trying to do this film. Do you really think I have money to be?
It was a joke. Calm down. He's sensitive about that.
Hell to the no.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm just very honest and very straight up. And I think what's happening is a lot of guys are lying. And because they're lying to get what they want.
Right.
Now, when they meet a man like myself, they're like, whoa, I've never heard that. And why is he coming off like that? I'm the biggest liar because they think that no man is never that honest.
But do you make an attempt to, if you really like somebody and you have this chemistry?
Yes.
Do you make the attempt
Absolutely.
To really prove, and how do you do that? How do you show your affection?
Just being me, you know?
What?
Whip the dick out. It was just so on the nose. So, I don't do that.
That's how you got that long distance relationship in your wedding.
Yeah, my penis is there right now.
Detachable penis.
Oh, goodness. Just
tell us how you show your affection. you name your penis Bobby?
No. I was talking about him.
Oh, okay. You name your penis Bobby?
I don't name my penis.
Oh, okay. Why not? Does your girlfriend name your penis?
He named himself.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, if we have a connection, then, of course, I'm going to, call her,
right.
Try to spend time with her. Communication is key.
Oh. Yes, I've had men tell me this, and all they know do is text.
Yeah, no. I like to pick up the phone when I'm interested.
Right.
I like to spend time with you when I'm interested. See, when I'm interested, it's totally different.
Right.
I want to be around you. I want to spend time with you. I want to tell you about my day.
And I would enjoy that. That's what I don't, I've been accused of just talking about the broadcasting thing, which is,
That's your passion.
That's their interpretation because they don't have anything going on in their life because God knows I have made the effort.
Right.
And that is one of the things with the man that's a little bit older he's my age, but. He's the one who said he's older. This is one of the things that attracted me to him was that he invited me into his world and I was interested in what he did for a living.
Okay.
And initially, the same with the man that I met on Match that I said we had this great chemistry, immediately invited me into his world, even talked about me meeting his kids. And I mean, really got wrapped up into his world. But yet later, I was accused of just talking about broadcasting. And I pointed out, first I apologized because I felt I owed him an apology because if this is the way he perceived it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came up again, because there'd be these long intervals in between when we would actually get a chance to speak.
Right.
When it came up again, I said, I know I apologize and I don't take that back. But by the same token, I feel that it was because the place you were in at the time that's why you perceived that.
Gotcha.
So I've made every effort. But again, nothing. I mean, no effort to go out or make a date or call every day or It's just so it's and then these other idiots that are emailing me on Match. I mean, obviously, you know, when I say, OK, I have a show and it's on Wednesday nights and they're emailing me. Oh, well, tonight, as I'm driving down here, I'm getting emails. Oh, I'd like to meet you. Would you? And I'm like, you know, obviously they didn't read. I have a show. Right. Like, I don't know if, oh, this is just some little fun thing the little girl is doing. That just the mentality. And then there was the other guy, right, Jesse? I mean, Michael doesn't know about this. That one from Match who was posting crazy shit on my Facebook
wall. The pilot?
Yeah, the pilot. The pilot? He's actually an actor. And he thought...
God, stay away. And, run.
And yeah. he was like being very nasty to me, thinking he was going to be the big man who was going to tell me all this on my Facebook. I mean, it was really... Then he's emailing me on Match, like trying to, with his tail between his... I mean, it's just bizarre. And, you know, look, go ahead.
You may be intimidating to
some. I've heard that.
Well, maybe. Plus, your life's on public.
And, right.
Now, anybody but it wasn't. And it was always the same.
And
it
adjustments got to kind of be made because of that. Like, I mean, and I know, and every all of us.
And
I agree. You're right. That's a good point.
And the thing about it is, because you have a microphone in front of you, it's going to be hard for a man to really date you, because if you slip up, guess what?
And they know that. And that's one of the things I liked about this guy, because he was one of the first things I did was show him my Twitter picture, because it's I'm like half butt naked.
Right.
And I said, do you have a problem with that? And he said,
I don't tweet, but I have to do
that. You have to tweet. And I said, if you get this movie going, you got to start tweeting. And I said, well, you know, and he's like, no, I don't have a problem. I said, well, would your friends, what would you do if your friend? And like every answer was the perfect answer. It was
was bullshit.
Yeah, now I believe it's bullshit.
Let's be real. You know
I agree. You know, I'm not. Yeah.
There's men in here right now. If any of us was dating you, and I didn't even see the picture, if any of us was dating you and you have a half naked picture on Twitter, one of us, we probably always say you have to take that shit.
Well, then that wouldn't be the man for me. See, because my mother was a dancer. She got naked for a living. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And one of the things I loved about, you know, it didn't end well.
Okay.
The relationship.
Outcome bad.
But the relationship that I saw growing up, the two of them were very, very tight, okay? And he was extremely proud of her.
Okay.
So that aspect of the marriage that they had, I'm looking for that.
Okay.
You know, and someone who can understand. And I agree with you, Michael, what you said about we are now in this profession where we're public. But that wasn't always the way when I became single.
Right.
So this kind of bullshit is, that's why I say, even with the pictures that I have now on my website where I'm exposing nipple, I guess you got
to
go on there and look.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
it.
I see that.
But I, again, you know, I pointed out, I think it was last week, this kind of crap has been going on. You know, if I get, you know, people sexting me in the middle of the night that I don't even know, or I know, but I didn't expect it from them. They aren't my
right.
private, you know, the people I feel safe with,
right.
Then somebody might say, well, you deserve it or you should expect that. But honestly, it's no, you know, because I was getting that as a teen. Like I pointed out, at 13 on the basketball court, I had a little kid I had a crush on and he's feeling me up.
Right.
You know, and even then later on, I was an MC for a punk show, and people turned that into a porn show. So people are going to do this, I guess. You know, you have a look about you or whatever, so they're going to peg you as that anyway. And unfortunately, we're coming to a close. But I want you to again promote your movie and let everybody know where they can get in touch with you.
Yes, the movie is called Why I Don't Date, and I'm currently auditioning, and you guys can look me up on Facebook, which is Chris Hurst, Hurst, or you can look me up under Chris Hurst Production on Facebook.
And we will have your link also on the Lolo Show page, so everybody like that. And Michael, it's been a pleasure.
Lolo.
You know, when I first met you, you were quite arrogant to me, I must say. I wasn't going to bring that up. Yeah, yeah.
She told me and said not to say anything.
I
wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, I was with the ginger. But, you know,
yeah.
We won't mention. Yeah,
won't
no,
mention
we're not
name.
Allowed to mention his name because he's a little bit strange, but it's a shame.
That's
but,
fine.
You know.
That's fine. That's funny.
Gingers who have pussies are, you know, sometimes like that.
I love gingers.
But, really? Arrogant.
Yeah. But it was a pleasure, and I really hope, you know, you come back and, you know,
Absolutely.
Maybe you'll be a permanent fixture here at this lovely Volta Studios.
Absolutely.
And again, I would just want to thank everybody for listening and thank all our callers and thank you, Doc. I love you. And again, our featured artist of the week was C. Senorita. Next week, comedian Mike Gaffney and the Electric Boa. And bye-bye, Daddy's Radio people.
Thanks to our in-studio guest today, Chris Hurst. For more information on him and why I don't date, follow him on Facebook. Also, thank you to our guest co-host, Michael O'Donnell. You can keep up with him on Facebook and check out some of his stuff on youtube.com/ Mike O Entertainment. Special thanks to our featured artist, CeCe Nurita, who have some great music and are amazing live. Don't have much coming up as far as live shows, but you can follow them on Facebook and find out what they have in store for November. And as for our show, for great graphics, go to drivan.com. As for the rest of the show, you can follow us, Doc Ivan, Jesse Reuser, Mike O'Donnell, and Lois Burak on Facebook. Also follow Lolo on Twitter at Southern Jew, and listen to her tomorrow night on Superfan Roundtable, Howard 101, Sirius XM. And please, 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 please make sure to like the Lolo Show on Facebook. Thank you, everybody, and good night. Okay.